this is Mark Cherry, creator and executive producer of Desperate Housewives, and this is our Desperate podcast for episode 517, The Story of Lucy and Jesse. Well, for those of you who saw the last episode, you saw a distraught phone call from Maria that Carlos and Gabby answered, and they found out that Maria had stabbed Bradley after he had told her about his affair. Edie discovered from Father Drance, the mysterious priest who approached them in the liquor store, that Dave Williams used to be Dave Dash. With the sale of Scavo Pizzeria, Lynette repaid Bree's $20,000 loan and repaired their friendship. Lynette and Tom both competed for the same job with Bree's publisher, which brought out the worst in both of them and led to Lynette realizing how much she misses her career. And Bree found out that Orson was still stealing, and she told him it was childish and it has to stop, which ended with him stealing one of her earrings. A couple of funny things about this episode. In the Gabrielle storyline, the part of Bradley was played by an actor named David Starzik. I first cast David in a show I did on Fox 15 years ago called The Crew. It was about flight attendants. And I've run into David just occasionally throughout the years and stuff, and he is such a great guy. And he had come in and auditioned a couple of times for Desperate Housewives, and we hadn't found the right thing for him yet. So I finally got to cast him in this. And, of course, I ended up killing him, which I felt bad about. But he's a great guy and someone that I was excited to work with. Another interesting casting tidbit from this episode is that Chris Rich, who played Bree's publisher, I told Chris when he arrived on the set that I remember very distinctly the first time I ever saw him. He did a television show, 20 years ago now, called Sweet Surrender. And the interesting thing about that is I was watching the show, and that was how I first became aware of Dana Delaney. That was Dana Delaney's first series, and Chris was a guest star on that. So there was a connection there, and I don't think they'd worked together since, although they didn't really kind of work together on this episode because they were in different stories. Another interesting tidbit about this episode is that you saw in the beginning Lynette repays Bree's $20,000 loan with a check. You know, and they basically make up from the fight that we had seen two episodes before. We had intended, after their big fight in episode 515, that we were going to keep the feud going. We were going to have it kind of start to tear Wisteria Lane apart and everyone was going to be involved on it. And we had a real problem. The writers and I had them really kind of doing some really ugly things to one another and behaving just dreadfully. And we found it almost impossible to get back to them being friends again. So what you see there is really, you know, the writers did a swift about face, and we really dropped the storyline of their fight, you know, in episode 516, and we just kind of resolved it with this scene where they apologize to each other. And this kind of took care of the remaining tension that had been out there. You know, it's one of those things where we go down a road, and then we find out it's just kind of a dead alley. You know, we're not able to really go further with it, so we have to backtrack a little bit. And that's what happened with that scene. And I think we resolved it pretty nicely. But, you know, for those of you who thought, oh, that was going to be a bigger storyline, you know, well, it was. And we changed our mind. The other thing that I really loved about this episode was that the whole scene with Tom and Lynette with the publisher and them starting to compete for the job, it's one of my favorite scenes of the year. I thought that Felicity and Doug were just brilliant in it. And I also thought that Kyle and Marcia had such funny stuff with that. It really became one of my favorite episodes of the year. And I've noticed that whenever we do a dinner party scene on Desperate Housewives, it tends to work pretty well. You just get my actors, you know, sitting at a table and, you know, make it very tense, and it starts to get pretty funny. Also, you will notice that we start changing the arc for the character Lynette in this episode, and that she's about to start to go back to work. And really what this came out of was the fact that she had been helping Tom pursue his dream for all these years. And we thought it was about time that, you know, Lynette started going back to business, which is, you know, something that her characters always felt conflicted about. And you will see that we're going to come up with kind of an interesting way that she goes back to work. So here's what's coming up in the next episode of Desperate Housewives. Carlos is going to find out at Bradley's funeral that he's going to be promoted to head the company, which is going to make Gabby very happy until she finds out that Carlos is going to be hiring an old girlfriend to be his new right-hand man.
So tell me about the new hire. She's going to be your number two?
Yeah, and I'm lucky to get her. Smart as a whip, Harvard MBA. I've probably mentioned her before. Lucy Blackburn. Maybe I'll go put on some music.
Lucy Blackburn? Please tell me it's a coincidence that your new VP has the same name as your ex-girlfriend.
She wasn't my girlfriend. We were roommates. We shared an apartment.
You told me you slept with her.
Well, it was a small apartment. Come on, it was a casual thing and it was a million years ago.
I don't care. Why couldn't you have told me this before she's about to appear on my doorstep?
I wanted to, but you're always next to something sharp.
Lynette's going to find herself competing with a younger generation of job applicants when she starts going out on interviews. And she's going to ask Gabby to put in a good word for her with Carlos for a position in this company. And she'll be a little surprised when Gabby's reluctant to do it. We're going to have a guest star, Swoosie Kurtz, coming up. She's going to be a teacher at the school that Susan works at. And Susan's going to strike up a friendship with her. And she's going to mistakenly think that Susan is looking for a lesbian relationship. When Susan tells her friends about this dilemma, Gabby demonstrates to Susan the difference between kissing a girlfriend and kissing a girlfriend. And that will lead to an interesting kiss between two of our lead characters, something that they both got a big kick out of. Bree will find out that Orson is still stealing from the neighbors, and she will start to secretly return the objects before their friends realize they're missing. Edie will start to search old newspapers for information about Dave's previous life as Dave Dash, and she will set in motion a disastrous chain of events. You know, and we're getting to that point in the season where we really start preparing for our big season finale. And I hope everyone tunes in and watches because we've got some exciting stuff happening. And I think it's starting to get really juicy here on Desperate Housewives. So please, don't forget to watch Desperate Housewives on ABC.